Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That, of course, means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
And we have to start today with what is now apparently the first lawsuit in the tragic crash of that limousine that killed 20 people in Schoharie in October.
Yes, the parents of Amanda Rivenberg have filed what is believed to be the first lawsuit seeking financial compensation in that case. It was filed in State Supreme Court in Albany Monday on behalf of Thomas and Donna Rivenberg. Their attorney said the family wants to find out what happened and who is responsible. The defendants in the case are Shahid Hussein, the owner of Prestige Limousine, which rented out the limo on that day, and his son, Norman Hussein, who has been charged with one count of criminally negligent homicide relating to the limo crash. Rivenberg was killed along with 16 friends, the driver, and two bystanders on a day when they were celebrating her friend's 30th birthday. The crash happened near the Apple Barrow in the town of Schoharie. The suit filed against the Husseins makes many of the same allegations that were made in the criminal case against Norman Hussein. It alleges Prestige and the Husseins failed to remedy flaws in the 2001 modified Ford Excursion, flaws that were found in March and September of this year when the limo failed spot inspections by the State Department of Transportation. The lawsuit will probably end up in the Court of Claims, and it may include going after the State Department of Motor Vehicles and the Department of Transportation. Amanda Rivenberg was 29. She had graduated from Colony Central High School, attended SUNY Plattsburgh, and had worked for Living Resources, an Albany-based organization that served people with disabilities. The suit does not mention any specific monetary amount being sought.
Apparently, fantasy sports in New York is in limbo.
For more than 3 weeks now. That's when a court determined that companies like FanDuel and DraftKings were violating the state constitution. Yet, they're continuing to operate in New York State without immediate fear of any repercussion from state regulators. The State Gaming Commission was hobbled by the October 26th ruling, according to our story today by David Lombardo. It struck down a two-year-old state law that had given the green light to interactive fantasy sports, which allows customers to wage on the performance of professional athletes. And currently, the state really has no regulatory authority over this activity, but that could change if the state files what is expected to be an appeal, and then it would be back overseeing fantasy sports while the case works its way through the appellate courts.
Mike, interesting story about the remains of a soldier reported missing in action in North Korea.
Yeah, the story today by Mike Goodwin and Casey Seiler tells how nearly 70 years after Army PFC John W. Martin vanished in North Korea, his remains are coming home to Saratoga County. The soldier will be buried next to his mother, Nellie, who never gave up hope that he would be the next person to walk through the door. According to Martin's niece, his mother waited every single day for him to come home. Martin grew up in Saratoga, and following a family tradition that dates back to the American Revolution, he joined the military. He was a member of the medical company, the 32nd Infantry Regiment, the 7th Infantry Division, and was reported missing in action on December 2nd in 1950, and he was last seen near the Shosin River Reservoir, the scene of one of the war's most decisive battles. Martin's name never showed up on prisoner of war lists, and no returning POWs reported him missing, so he was declared deceased in December of 1951. Wilson said that Martin's mother never stopped writing to the federal government, including letters to President Dwight David Eisenhower. Martin's four siblings have all passed away, but her father, who was Martin's brother Charles, gave the military a DNA sample in 1998, which was used to identify the remains that returned to the U.S. in 2001. They're currently in Honolulu. One of his nephews, an airman based in California, will escort the remains home for a December 2nd burial next to his parents at Prospect Hill Cemetery in Schuylerville.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. You can head to timesunion.com to read more. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, David.